Bet.
But as time goes on and I continue to create episodes of my podcast, I have learned that this is more so like a live autobiography, if you would, in essence, like not to T, but you get the feel, what it's like to be in a room with Gwen and to have conversations or things that I would possibly say to help someone else. I hope I'm stamped in people's mind to try to find the goodness in the day, because it can be overwhelming. Days can be a lot. But once you've learned how to process and compartmentalize what applies and what does not, then you can get to a greater place from within. Aches and pains in life are going to be a part of this journey. But finding the goodness and the grandeur in the agony is something that most people call resilient. And that I am and have been. I came out the womb fighting, a preemie at that. So I know what it's like to have all odds stacked against you to say, yo, ain't gonna make it. Ain't gonna amount to nothing. Ain't gonna go nowhere. Gonna be just like where you from. Gonna stay where you from. Gonna die where you from. That's not my story. I'm a product of my environment. I am not my environment. Most importantly, I'm authentically me. There is no other Gunetta on this earth besides me. May have the same name, but the DNA never. So with this movement of Good Days with Gwen, I hope that those who have been supporting me on this journey thus far have learned something about themselves and about me, so that you can spread the word and understand that your kids may not look like the kids you think that they should look like. They come out awkward, or they're misunderstood, kind of always quiet, always to themselves, but get shit done. That child you don't have to worry about. It's the other children you gotta worry about. The ones you find favorite. Ah, somebody's gonna argue that, but at the end of the day, beginning of the morning, this journey is to enlighten people, to know that your kids gonna sparkle in their own way. You just gotta let them do their thing. It may not look like what you sought it to be. Your kids are extensions of you. Shout out to my parents for making me this resilient queen that I am today. And shout out to my siblings. Y'all are real MVPs for putting up with me. I wish we all lived together, but we don't. I love you nevertheless. And my nieces, my nephews, my godchildren, and my babies. I want y'all to understand that one day this voice is all you're gonna have, and that you can do anything that you possibly can put your mind to. For any little boy, any little girl from within, root for yourself. Make room for yourself. If people don't like it, oh well. People gonna learn to respect it or leave it alone. And that's okay. Either way. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate the support thus far on this journey. I am becoming more now of an insomniac, but it's for goodness. It's time. time to get shit done. Sometimes you gotta miss a little sleep at night, you know. But here I am, podcasting, letting the world know the good days with Gwen ain't going nowhere. This is only the beginning. I'm forever in your earwaves. Frequency does not go away. Energy never dies. And that instrument that I tune every day, i.e. me, is here. So, while you here, make sure you make the best of it. Because you never know when you got to go. That's for sure. So, if you can't sleep at night, find meditation music. Find something that makes you tired. I get up and I listen to music, make me dance, and get my heart rate up, and not go to sleep. Other folks listen to meditation music. Meditation music works for me too. Find what works for you. If it don't apply, let it fly. Okay? Alright.
She know I'm only just a man. But see, I try to make the right decisions. I try. Some women have their own intentions. Oh yeah. And you will be surprised what some people might do when they really want your attention. But I found me a good thing. Won't let that get in my way. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through. Gotta keep moving. I gotta